Blog Talk Radio.
So it comes to the regular radio or on the internet? Yeah. The computer only? Oh, not on the regular radio.
No. Not on the motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all the factors there. And I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some.
Welcome to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Now, for all of you that are listening, if this is your first time tuning into the broadcast, I want to welcome you. And if you're a regular listener, I want to say one thing. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. We have an exciting broadcast with you today, and we have a guest with us, and you're going to be excited. Now, before we get started, you can follow me on Twitter, and that is at CMrMotivator, the letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you'd like to check out the broadcast and everything that Mr. Motivator has going on, check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And if you have questions for me, you can email me. My email address is cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. Folks, right now, we need to look at what we can do to bridge the gap. Our show today is entitled Bridging the Gap. We are going to explore bridging the gap between domestic and foreign missions. The idea of giving to each cause that will better serve the positive growth of different cultures. We want to welcome our guest who's joining us today. He's a man of God. He is a motivator. He inspires people. He has a beautiful family. And I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome our guest today, Pastor John Graham. Pastor John, would you introduce yourself?
Yes. I just wanted to welcome my family this afternoon. My wife, Rachel Graham, and my son, Bobby, with me today here,
yeah.
And with the Mr. Motivator and his wife, and I'm glad to be here. This is something I'm doing first time in the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to tell you, last 34 years, I've been reaching the unreached people group of India and planting churches. Basically, what I do is I go to the village, remote villages, and planning churches among the Gentiles, and I'm a pioneer, you know, go forth, and I'm the front runner for the gospel in India to reaching the unreached people group, because there is no churches, mm-hmm. There's no Christian organization, there is no Christian people there, but I go and I clear up all the dirt and all the weeds, you know, all the trees, and
yeah.
I clear up all the gospel.
Okay.
To be planted.
Yes, sir.
And I've been doing, and I have over 110 churches right now. I've planted in many villages, and over almost 100,000 believers right now.
Wow.
We have in many churches, and we have over 100 pastors we support. Well, basically, 80 pastors I support. We have a leprosy pastors, leprosy mission. You know, we have a leprosy pastors, a leprosy believer. Nobody want to go and do anything with them because they are oppressed, and they've been, because of their sickness, you know, disease, you know. God is touching through this India Travel Ministry to these people. And many souls, I see, and I worship with them, fellowship with them, great time in the Lord, you know.
Wow.
And I wanted to welcome.
Oh, well, thank you for being on the show with us, Pastor Graham. And I see you have a beautiful lady here with you. Could
yes.
you introduce us to this woman of God and tell us who she is?
Yes, this is my wife, Rachel Graham. And
she's
been really motivated to this ministry.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet
you. Thank you.
Okay.
And
I want to introduce my son, Bobby, here with us. And he do a lot of things for the Lord, you know, on the
yeah.
computer, for the emails and pictures.
Uh-huh.
And every time I get, he's the one assisting me to reaching
uh-huh.
this ministry to
yes.
a certain level.
Well, I tell you what, looking at the beautiful pictures that you have here, I mean, he's done a great job. And, man, I mean, these are in detail.
Amen.
And we get to see the work that you're
Amen.
Doing. And before we get too deep, because I have some questions, and
okay.
I know a lot of people want to know how they can help the ministry, but could you let your son?
Yes, Bobby, you can say what we do to, you know.
Okay. My name is Bobby. Our mission is to educate, equip, and send India Tribal Nationals to their own tribes and villages to build the kingdom of Jesus Christ, sending national missionaries to revival in an effective way to carry out the Great Commission in the native land. Our mission is to plant churches, feed and clothe the needy, supply Bibles and other literature in their native tongue, and supply medicine and other needs to the needy land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
With God's help and yours, our mission is doable.
Amen.
Wow. That's an awesome mission statement.
Yeah.
And are there a few other things that your ministry does?
Yes. We need partners in this mission field.
Okay.
You can become a partner by praying earnestly for our success.
Mm-hmm.
You can also partner with us by your gifts and contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately $3 will put a Bible in the hands of a spiritually hungry Indian native. $50 a month will support a missionary. 100% of all donations go directly to this tribal mission field.
Okay.
All right. Wow. You say $3 for
yeah.
a
yeah. full Bible, yeah. New Testament, Old Testament, full Bible.
Wow.
That's amazing. They never had one. And we have 10, 15 in each home.
Okay.
That's the
yeah.
over there, these people, we have a big case you can see where that I delivered to them with with the $3. So every time I go to India, I go 2 times a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my next trip is November 1st.
Yeah.
I'm going.
And you go twice a year.
Right.
Now, I do a little bit of traveling, but I have not been out of the country yet. So Pastor Graham, is it expensive to make a trip to go?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Because the kind of people we're reaching,
yes.
they're going to stop the poor.
Okay.
And they are less fortunate, and most of them, they're half-naked. They don't have enough clothes or food. You can see their life is entirely different than what we imagine.
Oh, really?
But when we go with the gospel, it
yeah.
costs money to reach
yeah.
these people
uh-huh.
because they don't know who Jesus is. Sometimes they think Jesus is like a person sitting in office.
Yeah.
They ask, can I come and talk to him?
Mm-hmm.
Can I come and share my problems with him? And he said, Jesus is the Lord. You know, their mindset, they think Jesus is a person sitting in office like a doctor or a voodoo doctor or something, so he can get something, you know, to
yeah.
tell their problems and, you know, they can get better or an answer for that.
Wow.
So you need to go from the Genesis, who Jesus is, to well, who God is, how Jesus came to earth and, you know, the manifested in the flesh. The birth and the life of Jesus in this earth, then you have to start from, you know, the crucifixion, and you have to say who Jesus is, the God of God, you know, King of Kings.
Yes.
So it's not that easy like we hearing in the United States
mm-hmm.
or any other country,
mm-hmm.
because it's a Hindu country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 30, you know, less than 3% Christianity.
Okay.
And out of that, a true Christian may be less than 1%.
Yeah.
Especially like an independent Pentecostal, Baptist, those kind of beliefs. Other than Catholics, Orthodox faith,
mm-hmm.
So they don't truly speak gospel exactly what we, you know, speak or spread the gospel.
I see. So you go out into are they called villages or?
It's called most of them. These are the forest area. More they live with the forest. They live with the animals, you know, I mean, and sometimes and this is a typical home.
Is it dangerous?
It is dangerous. Yes, you can see one of their voodoo guards, challenging me.
Oh,
he's running through the fire.
Yeah.
He put it like in the forest fire, and he's showing me, hey, can you, barefoot, he walk running. I said, you can only run in the fire. My God can stand on the fire.
Yeah.
So I challenged him, and he run.
Uh-huh.
My God can stand on the fire.
Yes.
So that's the difference. My God is higher than your God, more powerful. So this is a very challenging ministry because the enemy is there to discourage my staff in the passage into life-threatening issues there.
Yeah.
They need encouragement. They need financial support because these people have nothing to do.
Now, what about a lot of people if they get sick are there hospitals close by or are they?
No, but sometimes they carry 25 miles to carry on there. Many instruments like that. They don't have any
hospital. Did you say 25 miles?
Yeah, to carry on the
shore.
Yeah. Right, because there is no transportation.
Oh.
There is no way they can get there. Maybe the road look, that's a bad.
Like this road, the trail.
Right. So that trail only you can go, when you go through the trail, the wild animals come and attack you.
Oh,
I mean, all kind of issues. But God is a good God. You can see this woman, fragile woman, she needs help, help. And there's no way she can get in a hospital or a reach because she lives in the remote area.
Yeah.
But what we go there, and we give some medicines or some vitamins, something she can have. Because barely she don't have any food to eat.
So you guys are bringing supplies to help treat them, and
right.
you're feeding them as well.
Right, because my staff is carrying feed on the shoulder.
Yeah.
See that?
He
carrying those things on the shoulder into reaching this kids because there's no transportation.
Wow.
They walk miles, carry the rice, to take it to these people to show the love of Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what about for the kids going to school?
They don't have a school in those areas, but we motivate the same kids.
Uh-huh.
How we teach you how to read and write.
Yes, sir.
So that's where I make an opening door for to get in these villages.
Uh-huh.
That's the colony, tribal colonies.
Yes.
Because a colony means, 1 acre land, maybe 100 homes, small hut homes. There's a certain kind of caste people live together.
Yeah.
So this is one of my schools. That's why I make a small shirt and motivate these kids to come to. We teach how to read and write. So when we started to teach them how to read and write, then eventually we started singing songs, Bible songs, or stories, so that we win this life heart for the Christ.
Uh-huh.
So these kids are excited and go home and they tell about Jesus. Sometimes these parents against, but eventually they started coming. We they get more interested and God touched their heart. So we plant a church there. That's what we do, planting church.
Oh,
it is a long process.
Yes,
it costs money, 3 to 4 years of long process.
Yes.
Because they're not Christian. They don't know. It's an unknown God. It's an unknown God, like Apostle Paul saying on the book of Acts.
Yes.
He's not a known God. It's an unknown God to them.
Yes.
So we need to present the gospel according to the Great Commission to fulfill.
Oh, that's beautiful. So you've been planting churches and schools. Now tell us about the first school, the first church that you got started. I know that was exciting, but what happened during that process? What did you have to do to get that going?
There is, we planted over many churches, but there's opposition from the, burning, the churches because the Hindu people or these tribal people, a lot of them are alcoholic, drugs, under the drugs influence. they're always against because they don't want these people to change.
Yeah.
There's a slave master there.
Uh-huh.
Use these people for the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take these poor people to their own farmland, the other area.
Yeah.
Use them. Give maybe 4 pounds of rice, a local made alcohol, about that, their wages a day.
Uh-huh.
So when we go and change that, these slave masters don't like it.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to make enemies of us and trying to push us back.
Oh, wow.
Because if they change,
mm-hmm.
things change. So, you know, they get better. All these private tribal pastures, you can see their dress. They mean a very dirty and ugly, homeless. This man, every time he see a man, woman being like that, he run away back to the forest. He got saved before, you know, when somebody going or, you know, somehow you see somebody, you don't want to see people. He's scared.
Wow.
Because of, he never live in among the people.
Wow.
So now he never went to school. Look at now, he's preaching gospel.
And
he still lives.
Wow, and these are the people that you're helping to change
lives.
Right. Man, oh, this is
through education, literacy program,
yes.
Through feeding, you know, orphans, many orphans there. And we support them. That way we show the love of Christ.
Yes.
So eventually then we get in their communities and say, hey, we are not here to convert you. We come to here to help you.
Yes.
To change your life. Because the enemy is taking, you know, your life. So we wanted to get back to you as a normal person like any other people. Because God created all of us equally.
That's right.
And you have a life just like mine.
Yes.
And we make these caste systems. You are this, that. You are, you know, you don't, you sit there, you don't go anywhere. That's the place you're supposed to. No. You have the same privilege and freedom like any other because we all created equally.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I like the way you said, you know, we're all created equally and beautifully. And I'm looking now, here's some beautiful sisters and some outfits. So could you or your wife comment on how are the women treated? In India, and what is the ministry doing to help?
It's a great impact. You know, most of these villages we go, woman is the main,
really?
You know, power because yeah. They're more than men.
Uh-huh.
The
but
woman and the children,
yeah.
We connect it.
Okay.
Then through that woman, uh-huh. Most of the churches, we have more women come than men.
Really?
Because the woman... I see that here too. In the United States, most women is the more, you know, interested to take the kids to the church because there's a husband, they're drunk and, you know, they just want their way. But eventually, because of the good life and, you know, the testimony of their life,
mm-hmm.
is the main change.
Yeah.
They come, you know, but still they have a problem. Some say, don't go to that place. That's a different God. We don't want that God. Generations, we worshiping our God. You are trying to change that. We being kicked out from the community, you know, things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But God is a good God because this is our God's call us to reach this community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just go, you preach 2 hours in some church and get something. This is work. To reaching these people because they're fulfilling the Great Commission.
Yes. Oh, this is beautiful.
Yes.
Now, and I'm looking also, I see the trails and the forest. Now, here in the U.S., we have a challenge sometimes certain areas with snakes. Do you all have to sometimes deal with snakes when you go in?
Oh, yeah, poison snakes. Sometimes we go, even main road, you have to stop. The snake has to cross.
Oh,
to the road because
yeah.
He's you know, you had to stop your vehicle because it may take a long 10 minutes to move that snake.
Yeah.
If it's on, you know, big one, it's slowly moving to the next, you know, crossing the road,
yeah.
You know, in the night.
Yeah.
So you got to wait until it's a dangerous place, a poisonous,
wow.
All kind of poisonous snake.
Yeah. So
one animal,
yeah.
Yes, you know, it's attacking. Every, you know, animals, you know, cows or goats, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even human beings. Even wild elephants come and kick you, like, in the night because of the houses like that. They
yeah.
come and do anything.
Wow.
But we are reaching, you know, other, not elephants. This is a temple.
Okay.
This is a temple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a Hindu temple. See that I'm sitting there,
okay.
Look at, and I'm delivering the school bags and stuff to the kids, you know.
Wow.
You can see that. because this is the temple. This is the same picture,
Yeah.
And that's the temple. I'm worshiping God there. Isn't that deep inside the remote area?
Yeah.
And these people only know like a frog in the world. You know, they're thinking that's what their world is. But you need to go with the let it shine with the gospel. Gospel has to go through these people, the dark world. Many come and tell me, we were in dark,
mm-hmm.
but you came and showed the light. Nobody came. You know, that's amazing testimony from many.
Now all these men with the bikes, these are pastors? Or?
But yes, you have there's only a few now here. I have all the pictures. See, these are the pastors. You can see these pastors.
Oh, wow, that's quite cool.
Oh, there's a lot, more than 80. This is the way we give a humanitarian, see the tribal woman?
Yeah.
We're giving the, cloth for her Christmas presentation. This is one of the my church. It's a Dutch church.
Oh,
there is many things, we can do for. See, this is one of the pastors from Mesquite.
Yeah.
Came and a tribal woman, she never shaken a man before. She's kind of shy people. They have never had anything like that. Nobody said, we love you. I love you. They may have never heard that. But
yeah.
Because there's only killing and biting and fighting. And, there's no grace or there's no love.
Yeah.
Always fighting to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you go to those kind of communities and say about Jesus loves you, it's like something peace in their inside, What is this? What is this man is saying?
And you said, and this pastor came with you on the
he comes on a regular basis with me many times. His name is Pastor Rocky Bob.
Now let me ask you this, Pastor Grandma, can other pastors, if they've never been to India, if they've never been to the to a country like that, could other pastors get in touch with you and go with you on a trip?
Yes, we have a website.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we have a website, and this is our website. You can say www.indiatribals.com.
Okay. Awesome. I'm gonna read that out. I want you that are listening, to write this down with your pencil. And Pastor Graham has given an invitation. If you are a pastor, or if you're not a pastor, and you'd like to go with him on a trip to India to experience this yourself, to see what the people in that particular part will have to deal with, you can go to his website, India
Tribal.
Travels. It's INDIATRIBALS.com, IndiaTravels.com. And also you can email Pastor Graham, and that's ITIMinistries@yahoo.com. Again, that's ITIMinistries@yahoo.com. And you can call Pastor Graham at area code 972-951-1282. That's area code 972-951-1282. And Pastor Mike would welcome your call and give you an opportunity to get involved and to see for yourself. Because I think a lot of times, especially Pastor Mike, us as Americans, we never take the time to go and investigate and to see what's happening in other places. Someone gets on TV, gets on the air, and they tell us to give them millions of dollars and, hey, we're going to go there. But I like what you're saying. You're saying, hey, I want you to see for yourself.
Yes,
and when you see the fruit that's on my tree, then you have an opportunity to help me.
Yeah.
And those of you, if you really want to be involved in missions work, and you want to find a ministry that's helping missionaries, that's putting building churches and schools, and bringing food and clothing and medical supplies to people, this is the ministry.
Or helping an orphan kid.
That's why, or helping orphan kids. Now, that's another big
leprosy.
Now, in just a few minutes, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the children because, you know, all of us, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're in, we are accountable and responsible for the kids and us doing what we can to help children. And I think if there are too many children around the world being neglected, and there's opportunity for us to help. Now,
many sex trafficking young kids, 10, 9 years, you know, you see in India,
sex trafficking
yes,
in
yes,
India?
Yes, yes, this poor kid, you know, going through, you know, we must hear their cry to deliver those kids from the, you know, they've been abused by this, you know, slave masters. And it's horrible. You can see in every corner of India.
Yeah.
You know, but who will do? Who will go? You know.
Yeah.
Say, here I am, God, send me. You know, that's what, you know.
So these kids that are orphanages or the kids that are here in America, we say they're out on the streets. So when kids leave home or their home is destroyed, where do they go in India? Do they go in the woods, or how do they
go on the street? They lay down in front of the stores. Publicly, there's no protection.
Wow.
You know, anybody can snatch them. You know, and nobody listens. Even you cry, make a noise, nobody pay attention because two men going
on. That's awful.
There's no law to protect this case. You know, I mean, because how much they can do over 1.3 billion people. And 50% are below poverty level.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, you can imagine a country with the diversity and culture and the different dialects and the different
You said they have there's different dialects and everything?
The call coming is okay.
Yes, I'm taking that's one of our producers. Everything is okay. We're still on the air, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, do you personally? You said you have an orphanage yourself, or you support?
I desperately need a few orphanages to start. I have a lot of handicapped kids I'm supporting monthly.
So that's one of
the lives and the wheelchairs, some walking with the hands. I need some orphanages and some schools to start for the tribal kids. Never had an opportunity to go to school.
Yeah.
And they walk barefoot. And they sometimes they carry their school bags even in a cement bag.
Uh-huh.
You know, cement bag, a real cement bag.
They don't have a
school bag. You know, so you gotta understand. Uh-huh. This is horrible to see the school bag. They don't have it. So you can many ways you can reach and help these kids. And every time I go, they're crying, asking for a school bag because that's their dream. They don't have one. They never seen one. They're like, they have a nice, you know, I can do, one man can do everything. You know, we all have, you know, nobody can do alone, you know.
Yeah.
We all need some loving friends or family or, you know, friends to stand with you or us, you know, to reach these people. It's a harvest, it's plenty there.
Yeah. The harvest is
plenty.
And so we really need more. You know, I used to tease my friends, you know, about us going to school and taking the cert buses. And, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for Pastor Graham. And we just had so much, you know, food we threw away, food we wasted. And here we have people that need the help. And it's sad that we aren't aware of the people that we could help.
Last year, Pastor Jeffrey, I was in a children's conference. Mm-hmm. I held one. Bring these tribal children from the remote village at 3 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning to collect them from the four-wheel drive jeep to bring to the town area.
Yeah.
They cannot reach otherwise 3-4 hours travel, you know, from the jungle.
Right.
So most of the kids, you know, I saw some change when they got here.
What?
Because around 9:30, 10 a.m. in the morning, and we give them, you know, the IV and to take the clinic.
Oh.
They say, the doctor say they're empty stomach. There's nothing in their stomach.
What?
Last previous time, they didn't have anything to eat.
Oh.
So that's why they faint. So we had a doctor said that they're not sick. They don't have any food in their stomach.
Oh.
So you can imagine how much you mentioned about the throwing food and how much we're wasting. These kids need those food. how can we live? You know, maybe you go eat in the restaurant. You know, you can save little money and just send it to these kids. But we can buy rice for them, or we can provide a chappal or a sandal or a shoe for them,
yeah,
a school bag for them, you know, some snacks for them.
Wow.
You know, we do after-school program now, tuition, you know, after-school program.
Uh-huh.
These kids, so rather than fighting in the street, we collect them and say, okay, open our church building for them. They can come. So we need to feed them and snacks. They're hungry. So then we sing, we preach how to sing. You know, we teach how to, you know, help them on their homework, you know.
Wow.
Then slowly these kids change their lifestyle to become to more active on the church. They come. So that's where we, you know, we have a lot of programs and we need the support to run those, you know, tuition programs, you know, after schools, you know.
I think that's so beautiful. And, you know, Pastor Graham, I know a lot of people out here that are, you know, that are educated and they have degrees. And but what I'm looking at, what are you doing with what you got? Are you reaching out to help people? Now, to me, Pastor Mike, to know how you've been blessed, you have a degree and credential, and your son and your sons and you all are working hard to help those that are less fortunate. Tell us about your background. I mean, I want our listeners to know that you've taken advantage of education and why it's important to help us. Tell us about your background and your sons and some of your success.
You know, God called me while I was in India.
Yes,
and I was in the ministry as a pastor in churches. So I got an opportunity through my wife to come to the United States, and she was a nurse. She was the one who put in the bread and water.
She's a nurse, huh?
She's a nurse. She's a VA hospital, Veterans Hospital nurse. And,
wow.
So our life is we don't ask people. We do also. Then we say, okay, this is what we're doing. If you want, you join, because we don't profit anything. We are the main sole giver, you know, giving main giver of this ministry.
Yes.
Many years, because I came here, I've been a pastor before, but I came to United States. I don't have a privilege to have a church or any resource, financial resource. Nobody accepts me as a pastor.
Wow.
No matter how many years you serve in the Lord in in India.
Uh-huh.
So what I did, I prayed and God gave me a vision. I went to study aerospace.
Wow.
I went to study aircraft maintenance, and I got the Federal Aviation License.
Really?
Then I got a good job in the airline.
Yeah.
So I have enough money to support the ministry.
Yes,
my wife, she's a nurse, so
okay.
She was, you know, helping and working extra overtime. And off days, she worked extra for the mission and overtime. And, you know, my son, you know, he work and he has...
Tell me about your son. He is such a humble young man.
He is working as an office manager in home health care. And more than finance, he helped me on the ministry level, you know, technology, to reaching and spreading gospel to other people, to educate the people, you know, how we reaching... Because speaking is one thing, and sharing, but you had to see, you know, real pictures come from the mission field.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been doing this my own, rather than I didn't ask people, oh, you send me. Used to be mission was sending somebody, you know, church to pray and send, collect the money and send. You go to that country and, I believe each one of us are missionaries. So you don't have, nobody has to send. That's our obligation. That's our duty as a missionary to go. So I'm doing that, but faithful ones, you know, those who are faithful ones have the passion and the vision for the lost soul. They come and join with me. That's what you are here now to help me, you know.
Yes, sir. I'm just honored and excited to have you on the show. And I want you to know I've decided, you know, it's been my goal to find a ministry that I can get involved with that on a first-hand basis that's reaching and helping people. And so you can look to us. My wife and I, we're going to be partners.
Thank you.
And we're going to pledge a certain amount to support your ministry every month because I like what you're doing. And I remember the first time I met you and all of the other pastors that I talked to, every time they mention your name or their faces would just light up. And when they introduce me to you, it seemed like I've been knowing you for years, and I just love you. You know, you're a very positive person. You have a beautiful spirit. And so we're excited about what you're doing. And so you count Mr. Motivator in on being a support with this ministry.
Thank you. Thank you for that encouraging words. And I really appreciate to knowing somebody's heart.
Yes, sir. And then you also tell me you have another son who's
My younger son is in Florida. He's studying for medical area, like a physician assistant.
Okay.
And he's going to be a truly blessing for the ministry when he started to make money.
Yes.
And like his mother, you know, I mean, she worked for many years and she's trying to wind up, you know, soon. But God is a good God and needs some partners. Because my son is, he came with me, preach in many villages with me, and God changed it. And he said many places he came to the United States, and he said, guys, I see my dad is doing this because we are so granted too many things here. But I went to him because he born here. He don't know anything about this tribal culture and people, the way of life, you know. He came and he changed, transformed his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have any complaint. He never questioned, he always be faithful, a believer in Christ because of seeing what I'm doing an example, you know, not just making this something a business. This is a real deal, you know, God's gospel, you know, we're reaching. And God is doing great things, you know, and I'm reaching my family also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an example, you know, with my word and my actions, you know. And he's going to be finished in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working and he's with me every day helping Bobby. And the younger one name is Ben, his name. You know, we call him Ben, my wife Rachel. Mm-hmm. And we are a great family. And Bobby have a wife and a little daughter, Crystal, and a baby, her name. And we wanted to do more for the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, as a family, you know.
Wow.
And the thing is now, the ministry is growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing. Many churches are planning. 7 churches under construction now in India. I just came 2 months ago.
Okay.
I'm going on November again.
Okay.
Those tribal workers, they don't have any place. Some are worshiping under the tree. Rain or shine, they're under the tree.
Yeah.
And they're sitting in the dirt, and they're like, there's no building.
Yeah.
So we as a Christians, and we as a follower of Jesus Christ, we must equip those people, those believers. That's our responsibility.
Yes,
if we cannot go, you send me.
Yes.
That means you are with me there.
Yes.
Your gift is there, that means you are there.
Yes.
You don't have to come. Or you come, you can come. I'm saying it. When you give something for this ministry, I mean, you are in it. Every walk I walk there, you are there because of you have been going. So those churches I wanted to finish, many churches waiting again because of it's growing. So I need right now financial support to move on with the gospel because without money, he can't do
it. It's difficult. You need money to do a lot of the things, the great things you want to do. In fact, I'm going to talk to my pastor when I get back into Dallas, and I'm going to let my pastor know what you're doing and put my pastor in contact with you because
you.
I just think it's wonderful, and there's a lot we can learn, you know, being around someone such as yourself.
Welcome to
Thank
Welcome
you.
For All.
And also, I was thinking your son is... that assist you with your technology and everything?
He's doing, trying to help me to put it together, emails and changing, you know, I mean, some because of the format coming from India, it's not the one applicable here.
Yeah.
So we need to search and change and many ways he's helping on computer things and this is all my pastors, he's praying for help, all tribal, most of them don't know how to read and write. He was an alcoholic, and drugs in the deep inside the forest he lives.
Yeah.
And he never see his family. He don't know where he lives. Through our ministry, all this, they all came to Christ. Now look at the difference. He's praying for the brother.
Wow. And he was an alcoholic.
alcoholic and a drug. He's a crazy. I don't know what the name of the. He's taking the drugs. He said he's the one told me we were in the dark. Nobody ever come and find me. You came and show us the light.
Wow.
He made a song about me. You know, we were in the dark and you came and showed the light. And we are, so they're very faithful too to the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can steal
mm-hmm.
because there are some competition.
Yeah.
You know, other ministries come on, ask them, hey, we give you more money.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, no. India Travel Ministry is the one help us to be this level, and they are the one brought us to Christ
wow.
from the darkness of this world and their life. We never go back to, the money cannot buy them.
You're right.
It's okay for this pastor.
Wow. Now, what about this pastor right here? Tell me about this one.
Oh, he was there in the remote area. He don't know how to read and write. He can read.
Read.
Yeah, this guy can read, but this he cannot read it. And he his daughter read for him. So because we teach a daughter how to literacy program, so she can read now.
Oh,
she read Bible for him.
Wow.
Because he can read it.
That's awesome.
So most of my pastors are very uneducated, but
yeah.
and we're trying to reach, but...
I've never seen nothing like this. Is this a pastor?
Yeah, he said his name is Balak, and he was a very, among the tribals, you know, it's a very bad life he had. He was fighting and killing.
What?
He killed many people.
This guy here?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He's a minister of the gospel now. So he's standing with the bicycle now. Thank
wow,
God.
Look at this.
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
believe this
yeah.
guy was... Oh,
yeah,
he
can see on his
yeah.
hands a big stuff, a big square, you know, because of the knife going through his hand.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing image. So, you know, he can see the scars on his... I asked, what is it? He said, because of the past, you know, he... And he's the one told me a story in one of the conferences I was
mm-hmm.
holding.
Yeah.
And on the children, to bring 1,000, almost 2,000 children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He told me the more he was... Respect me is. I said, what is that? You know, I said, what is that? He said, you know, I am there to serve them. I'm not there to be a big president or a, you know, so and so. I'm big. You come and, you know, rub my nose or, you know, I'm there to serve them. That's what Jesus did.
Yeah,
he
right.
came to serve. I can get all kind of help I need, but I said, no. I was walking around each aisle and seeing all everybody fed. So, you know, all these tribal kids fed, and I said, so he said, I wiped the table, you know, the one on the conference. I said, because I'm there to, I'm a president of this ministry, but I wanted to be a role model to them, what their role is in the gospel.
Yeah.
So he said, he's so touched by my servanthood, you know, I mean, serving God, not really just preaching and say, he said, nobody ever did that. So nobody ever. Came and then you're the worldly one. Because that's the calling in us.
Yeah.
You know? We must serve others, not them to serve you.
Yeah.
We must serve them.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
How many do now?
You're right. You're right. How many are willing to go there and
go that level?
To go that level just to reach one person. And
yeah.
this is, I don't think I've, had anyone to share these kinds of testimonies with, and to see all these men's lives that have been changed and through you reaching out through your ministry. So this is just beautiful.
Anybody wanted to come and whatever we're sharing now, they can really see with their own naked eye. I mean, they can come. You know, I mean, that's the only
yeah.
guarantee we can challenge them. You know, don't believe what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Come. Welcome.
Well, I tell you what, these are just, these pictures of
all the churches I built to the
beginning. This is the testimony here just by itself with these beautiful pictures and to see the your work. And then you're saying, hey, don't just take the pictures. I'm inviting you to come with me.
Right.
And
that's where we're
And
be.
I'm looking forward
Amen.
To going on a trip with you.
Thank you, brother.
I've never been out of the country, but
yes.
I'm excited, brother. And I will
get a passport and we will go.
Okay.
Man.
Sounds good.
Yes.
And I was thinking of, Your son, he's still single, right?
Who? No,
he's married.
Oh, he had a one daughter. Oh. I told you, they live in his home.
Well, they made some good choices. I mean, you guys have done a great job with your children, and to see them on fire and they're enthused. He's looking like this is his first time getting involved, in,
yeah.
And I love this enthusiasm.
Amen.
And you know, they say enthusiasm is like fire past the ground. See, when we let other people feel our enthusiasm, they're going to catch on fire with it. And tell us about your church here in Dallas, because there may be some folks listening. They want to come and hear you speak and get to meet you. So can you give them let them know what your schedule is going to be like or where you're going to be speaking?
You know, I just wanted to come and motivate the churches, you know, rather than a big preacher, because the Great Commission.
Yes, sir.
Being an evangelist,
yeah.
What's our responsibility? Being a believer, what, yeah. Rather than you know, giving a theology, I wanted to preach what Jesus did this earth.
Wow.
How to reach people, how to win the soul for Christ.
Wow.
That's the theology I preach.
Mm.
You know, sometimes. Sometimes this is not that, you know, there's no 10 points or 5 sub-points, but there's the gospel, what Jesus said. Go ye therefore.
Yes, sir.
Go.
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 Yes.
That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say wait and see, wait and stop. Go, go, go.
Yeah.
Until we reach to that last soul.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
That's what he told, you know. Mm-hmm. So go and make disciples.
Yeah.
And baptize them. And make, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And many times my family, even my brothers and sisters, ask me, how can you do this? Many years back, no encouragement from other people, even Indians. They said, how can you go and change all these type of people, millions, you know? I said, do what you can.
Yeah, that's it. You got to start where you
are. Yeah, I do what I can. You do what you can. So that's where we reach people.
That's
don't say that a massive production, you know, like a million people go together one day and blah, that's not the gospel. You do what God called you to do. Be faithful.
Yes.
Jeffrey, you do your call. We all get together. We reach the nation.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
It's a great need in India. Because I'm from India, I'm saying it's a great need. You know, where is the Great Commission fulfilled so far? Less than 3% Christian people there. Believers there.
Yeah.
Where are we reaching? Where is our resources at point?
Less than 3%.
Right. 84% are Hindus.
Yeah.
And 13 to 14% are Muslims.
Wow.
And paganism, you know, every day and night, you know, 33 million gods there.
Wow.
How many gods you worship? So how do you reach these people?
Yeah.
That's a great responsibility, great task to reach these people.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do through Christ. Nothing, you know, I can do all things through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So strengthen me.
Yes.
He is the author and the finisher of our life. And he will carry through his mission,
yes,
through you and me.
Yes.
But we be being obedient to. That's what I want to invite my listeners to that today.
That's right.
You know, just to listen, yes, to this word,
yes,
and to join with us,
yes,
to reach this multitude.
Yes.
When Jesus saw the multitude,
yes,
he moved by the compassion.
Yes.
He, what is that? He moved.
Move.
Nobody tell him. He saw the multitude.
Yes.
He moved.
Move.
That's what we need. We need a move from God,
yes,
to reach the people.
Yes.
For helping people.
Yes.
He need a passion from the bottom of his heart. You,
yes,
know, just to move. That move will take to reach these people.
Wow, you are so right. You are absolutely right. Tell me, Pastor Graham, now, I don't mean to be negative or anything, but do you think that there are many of us out here that have gotten comfortable with where we are, and we only think about just us and our family. And
right,
me. Yeah, just me.
Yeah.
What did you say about the people that are caught in the selfishness and only think about themselves?
Selfishness, you know, selfishness always brings us to destruction, whether in family,
yeah,
and our community.
Yeah.
Jesus came and he gave it all.
Yeah.
He never be selfish.
Right.
All day he go to the streets and villages and he preach the gospel,
yeah,
heal the sick and feed,
yeah,
the hungry,
yeah,
and he brought them and he gave what? Then night he prayed with he had a communication with,
yeah,
the Father.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do.
Right.
If we think only me, you know, nothing we going to carry this. Nothing.
Right.
We going to be one day, by and by.
Yeah.
We don't take anything.
Yeah.
But if you do something for the eternity, if you do for the gospel, for the gospel, that's only last. All other things will perish. You know. So think about other than me, think about others. I want to take this gospel to others. I want to share this light, this good news to others. Let them, they also want to be saved, to come to the kingdom of God. You know, only me is not enough. I wanted to go and tell my neighbor. I want to go and tell the street, the homeless, the people are starving, the oppressed and depressed ones. You know what I mean? They need a boost.
Yes, they do.
So only through gospel they can change.
That's right.
So we have to do that, you know.
And do you feel, Pastor Graham, the more you have, the more you're responsible for it? Do you think some of the people that have these jobs that make $300,000 and $400,000, do they sign $1 million contracts? Do they have an responsibility to look at someone less fortunate?
Yes. They can do it. We have a 501c, you know, non-profit organization.
Oh.
Even if they give, they can, you know, get a tax deferred exemption in here.
Yeah.
And we are a registered organization in India. And we do everything by the law of the country, you know. Even and, you know, this is nothing just showing something in the net or something on the TV.
Right.
This is real.
This is real.
This is real.
Yeah.
If there's no question about it. I challenge people.
Yeah.
Do you want to not come with me?
I
mean,
they want to see real action.
Really? You don't doubt, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people doing mission with only paper, you know.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not a paper ministry.
Uh-huh.
So I stop that. This is a real ministry.
A real ministry.
It's got a spirit in it. It's got a life in it. It's got a body in it. It's got all kind of factor in it.
Yeah.
You know, he's operating according to the God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Holy Spirit is in it.
Yeah.
You come on in fellowship with this tribe of believers.
Yeah.
And Baptist, you'll be changed.
That's right. You'll be changed. Ooh, I love when you put that out there. You got to be fired up.
Amen.
Now, could you give them the phone number? Give them we want to do that one more time for everybody that's listening. Okay. Again, if you guys want to, you that are listening, want to get involved with Pastor Graham, India Tribals in Ministry, it's the email address is ITIMinistries@yahoo.com. That's ITIMinistries@yahoo.com. You can give Pastor Graham a call at area code 972-951-1282. That's area code 972-951-1282. And Pastor Graham's website is www.indiatribals.com. That's IndiaTribals.
It's a one word, no space, India Tribals.
IndiaTribals.com.
Yes.
Okay? And we want everyone, all of our listeners, to get involved. We invite you to get involved. And Pastor Graham has sent a beautiful challenge out to everyone. And we don't want to be the people who hide behind papers and paperwork. We want to get out there on the action field.
Amen.
To see what's going on, know what's going on, so that you can say, hey, I saw this with my own eyes. Not this person said they heard some person say, they heard some person say they saw something.
Amen.
So, brother, I think what separates you from a lot of people, the scripture that came to me, it said, you know, it says, Be ye not hearers of the word only, but be ye also doers. See, you are a
Amen.
And your family, and we are honored to have you all witness here
Amen.
Today. And is there anything else you'd like to say as far as another area that you need some help in? I think you covered quite a few. You said
somebody wanted to do a church planting. You know,
okay,
that's $8,000 we can build a church for.
Okay.
Until Jesus Christ comes, they can have that church too.
Oh,
$8,000, we can build a church for them.
Wow.
You know, you can $25, you can a handicap, a leprosy man.
Okay.
Most of the leprosy have no fingers, no hands, no legs, but you have to see they're, you know, clapping their hands with their hands.
You know, I mean, still they're rejoicing.
Wow.
With
and
that.
He has no hands.
No hands.
And
you know, I mean, yeah.
And no feet.
There's no responsibility. Wow. They can't do anything. We must provide them some food, humanitarian aid, something. You want to help with the buying some rice? I'm going on November 1st. You're welcome to say, hey, I wanted to buy 100 pounds of rice for them. Or you want to buy 500 pounds or some clothes for them or a shoe for them.
Yeah.
Larger than the prosthetic legs, you know, because they're, you know, the wheelchair. So you say, hey, I'll give you this for a one person air driver, a handicap or a leprosy man for a wheelchair, you know. So you just, you know, anyway, you can bless these people. This is a real deed and a great need. In the mission field.
Well, thank you, Pastor Brown. I mean, just to help people with prosthetic legs or things that they need, this is just beautiful. I mean, to me, if you're going to help somebody, if you're going to do something, really help somebody. And, you know, it embarrasses me because I know some people that stopped going to church just because they got laid off on their jobs. And you're talking about people that don't have hands and they're clapping and praying. This is so beautiful. I've never seen such amazement that you brought with you to the studio today for us to look at all of this.
Thank you.
I just want to, again, thank you for being a part of the broadcast. And would you love to have a few words or say something to the women that are listening?
Yeah, just two.
Or you can say hello, whatever you want.
Hello, my name is Rachel Graham. My husband is working in the travels ministry, so I help him with my job, you know, give maybe one day overtime money for the mission. So all the sisters also can help him with anything they can do for the ministry.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful. And, you know, she is just so humble. I mean, just a beautiful lady, and I tell you, Pastor, I see why
you want to say something.
Doing some great things, and we definitely got to give our
Bobby,
Bobby, who's responsible for all these beautiful pictures.
Yeah, he's my office manager, and you know what he can say our mission. You know this statement.
My name is Bobby.
Okay,
and my main thing is what I do here is our mission is to plant churches.
Mm-hmm.
Feed and clothe the needy, supply Bibles and other literature in their native tongue, and supply medicine and other needs to this needy land of opportunity. With God's help and yours, our mission is to.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise God.
Well, thank you, Bobby. You're just awesome. And to look at your creativity and what you've been blessed with, I've never met someone of such a great skills and talent. And to see you all work together as a team, and you're doing it for Jesus is beautiful.
Amen.
It looks like we're almost out of time, and again, we look at bridging the gap. I think you've done a beautiful job of explaining us what bridging the gap is, and what mission is all about, and the great mission of the gospel. And I learned a long time ago that it's a big difference between church work and kingdom work.
Amen.
And you're inviting us to be involved in kingdom work,
which is
beyond the greatest that we could do. And I tell you, you have had me so engaged. I did not even think about cracking any jokes or anything until coming tonight at your church.
Yes.
But we just, again, we want to thank all of you for coming out. And I do have one thing I want to share with you.
Sure.
You know, we grew up, you know, we had hogs and pigs. And I stopped eating pig's feet last Christmas. I stopped eating. You know why I stopped eating, Pastor Winston? Not just because people were telling me that pork is bad for you. It's because of my experience. When I had my pig feet sandwich, I bit down past the ground. And when I bit down on the sandwich, I thought I broke my tooth. I didn't know what was wrong. And I reached up to see what it was. You know what happened? the pig had a comb between the toes. that stopped me from eating. Okay.
My God.
I hope y'all like my joke.
Oh, okay.
I hope you have to leave everybody with a little laughter.
Wow,
I'm
saving
my best when y'all come out to my comedy show.
Sure.
But again, folks, we want to thank you all today for tuning in with us. Again, remember that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Tune in with us again. Next week, the same time, we'll have another exciting broadcast with you here on the Mr. Motivator Show. We love you. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to seeing you all next week.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.